The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Thank you very much, Alan. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents if you'd like to get in touch with the show, or 087 1400 106. The funeral of Pope Francis continues in the Vatican in Rome on an absolutely crystal clear day in Italy. Hundreds of thousands gathered in the square, where reports suggest hundreds of thousands, and the adjoining streets leading there, where later on there is going to be a parade through the city. With us is our chief reporter, Barry White. Morning, Barry.
Hi, Anton. Good morning.
Paul Mayers earlier on carried the coffin in, and we're now seeing the mass proceedings continue.
Yeah, earlier pallbearers carried the Pope's coffin through St. Peter's Basilica, Anton, and into St. Peter's Square, where the ceremony began. And in the last hour, there has been liturgies and choirs singing, as you can probably hear behind me. And it's so loud, you can hear this right across the streets of Rome. It's quite the spectacle, to be honest. And the people who are outside St. Peter's Square on the streets of Rome will also hear this. Italian Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re, he is now delivering the homily. And earlier he said that the outpouring of affection following the passing of the Pope tells us how much Francis touched the minds and the hearts of people. And St. Peter's Square here is packed. You can see the crowds of people going down the square for as far as the eye can see. The crowd stretch for a couple of kilometres. The Vatican has said that around 200,000 people are in attendance here. And as I said, people queued for hours this morning just to be here. And two of them were Johnny and Ali from the United States, who I spoke to earlier.
Johnny from United States.
Ali from United States.
Johnny, so first of all, Yes. You just have to look back, the queues of tens of thousands of people. I'm actually staying in a hotel pretty close, and I could hear footsteps from maybe 5, 6 a.m. this morning. How long did you guys queue for?
We woke up in the 6 a.m. range, and then we walked here for about 30 minutes, but we've been queuing since before 7, I would say. And yes, tens of thousands of people have walked past us as we've stood here. It's been people watching spectacle before the funeral this morning.
And I've seen so many flags, and I've heard so many different languages. Is that something that struck you of the crowd that's here today?
Yeah, we've spoke a couple of different languages this morning. We spoke English, Italian, Spanish, Gujarati. I think we spoke American Sign Language, although that's not a spoken language. But yeah, it's been cool. I think every country is potentially represented here today. I wouldn't be surprised.
Why have you come here today yourself?
Originally, our plan, in all honesty, well, I guess this was the plan for months, but for Carlo's canonization. And so our plans have obviously pivoted, and there's a lot of pilgrims that were here for that original reason. But, of course, we're getting to see something that few people will see in their lifetime, a Pope's funeral.
Ali, what about yourself? What was it like queuing today? Did you expect the crowds to be so big?
No, I definitely didn't expect it. We got here at 7 and have just been sitting here for a while and decided that this would be a good spot just in case there's a procession to St. Mary Major afterwards. So,
and as you look back at the crowds already, and I've seen estimations of 250,000. Do you think there could be more people here today?
Yeah, I'm very surprised at how many people are here. We don't know. What was our guess? 100,000 maybe?
356,267.
I don't know if that's right, but thousands and thousands of people are here gathered all for the Pope. So,
and those thousands of people, Barry, come from all over the world.
Yeah, Anton, there's people from so many countries here. I've seen so many flags: Argentinian, Brazilian, Portuguese, Ukrainian, Italian, Mexican. There's people from all corners of the earth, and there's quite a few big screens here in St. Peter's Square for people to watch. And the one thing that strikes me when you look at the big screens is the amount of different flags you can see in those screens. And there's also people from all walks of life here, a group of 40 people, including migrants, the incarcerated, homeless people, and transgender people. They greeted the Pope's coffin with white roses on the steps of the Basilica earlier. And it's understood there'll be similar done at St. Mary Major after the funeral later.
And likewise, heads of state and heads of government from all over the planet.
Yeah, I suppose the one thing people were looking out for on the big screens here earlier was to see the likes of Donald Trump and President Vladimir Zelensky, to see how close they are sitting together. But it's understood that they actually had a meeting before the funeral. The pair have also agreed to meet after the funeral later today. So I suppose that kind of underlines the diplomatic opportunity such an event like a funeral like this presents, with world leaders and royals from all across the globe converging onto the one small spot. French President Emmanuel Macron's here, the UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer's here, Prince William's here. The list goes on. And as I say, yeah, it's a chance for diplomatic relations, because you never see so many world leaders in the one place at the one time. From an Irish perspective, President Michael D. Higgins is here. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin is here. And the Tánaiste Simon Harris here representing Ireland.
The other thing that's interesting just to watch is a sort of a dichotomy in the pictures is the level of finery and ceremony and hierarchy in all of the people involved in the funeral. And at the very centre of it, the simplest coffin I think I have ever seen. It looks to be just a plain pine box.
Yeah, Pope Francis has kind of gone away from what normally happens at a Pope's funeral. And I suppose that kind of shows as well what kind of man he was. And he's invited, you know, as I mentioned there, the homeless, refugees, migrants. And even where he's going to be buried later, Anton shows what kind of a man Pope Francis was. His coffin is going to be brought to its final resting place after the funeral. And it's to a 5th century church about 3 miles away that held special meaning for him. It was his will and testament before he died. He requested that he be buried not at the Vatican like past popes, but at the Papal Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome, where he went to pray before and after each of his journeys abroad. And as I say, members of the homeless community, migrants, refugees, the transgender community are going to be there later before he's buried. Place white roses on the coffin. So it really just shows what type of man he was. This procession too, after the funeral, will go through the streets of Rome. It's understood it'll last a couple of hours, and tens of thousands of people are expected to line the streets to see this procession later.
Barry, thank you very much. That is our chief reporter, Barry White, joining us there from Rome.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.